Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here at Venice Film Festival 71, and I'm in company with Elodie Di Boucher, that is starred in A Reality, the last film by Quentin Dupieux. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
So Elodie, just tell me how the whole project for you started, you know, when you got approached to make the film, what happened, and what really struck your attention about the script.
So I was spending the summer in Los Angeles 2 years ago now, and my agent over there one day sent me a script, which was this movie, and I was like, wow, I love Quentin Dupieux's movie. And I didn't really know him personally, but I've seen all his movies and I read the script and I really loved it. But since I'm French and I knew he would know me, I wasn't so sure that he knew that I was going to do the audition. You see what I mean? So I contacted him to let him know that I loved the script, but also asking him if he was okay with the idea of me going through the audition. And he was like, well, it's true that I didn't think of you at all for this part. He thought of someone a bit older to be married with Alain Chabat and someone different physically, but it was like, if you feel like it, I'd love you to do the audition. And I did the audition and he liked what I come up with, and he offered me the part.
So about your audition struck Quentin's attention then. What did you bring on the table for your character that really thought that you could, you know, you could be?
The thing is that me, when I read the script, I knew that I was able to do it. I knew that I would get the sense of the character, and I knew what I could give. So I just somehow, you know, did this character that we see at the end in the movie, which is a bit serious and a bit bossy, and that's it. And he liked, I guess, the way I was able also to jump from acting in English and acting in French, and he liked my proposition, which I can't really describe, I mean, which is what you see in the movie.
I was talking to Jonathan earlier and we were kind of saying that, you know, Quentin's films, they really national, you know, they can be from everywhere. You can't really pinpoint the fact they could be French or American or, you know, any other countries. However, in reality, you kind of played also with the idea of a bit of subtle French comedy, you know, especially with the relationship between you and Alain Chabat. Did you two work a lot together before the shooting, or you just kind of, you know, improvised on set on the takes, you and Alain?
No, actually, that was my first time working with Alain, but I know him. And no, we didn't really prep anything. Or we just, you know, when you get the chance to work on such a movie with a script that is already so, not, I wouldn't say described specifically, but where you get the vibe right away, all the characters are very, like, well-drawn. So you just have to, you know, follow the flow, and you don't have much to do or to try. You just, and Quentin is very enthusiastic and he's filming also, he's behind the camera. So you just have to follow his enthusiasm and being playful, and it works out this way.
One of the kind of secrets, I mean, for that's my opinion, of Quentin's comedy is the fact that he always plays on very slow rhythms, and it let the kind of awkward come in, and then of course it translates into fun and comedy. Yeah. You are on set. How does it translate on set? So it was like a lot of takes, or it kind of, it's actually a kind of a fast-paced thing, and he usually nails what he wants in few shoots.
He nails what he wants pretty fast. Because it's a question of understanding, like, even for his crew, people get his rhythm. You know, we move fast, and at the same time, we know that he will push until he gets what he wants from us. So it's a very trustful way of working, and it makes it very easier, and it makes it actually faster.
And you think, from your perspective, is it necessary for the actor to actually not understand, but like share the level of comedy in it? Or is sometimes you find yourself actually struggling to get in the comedy, but still doing your job, which is, you know, portraying a character?
No, actually, I think that's an interesting point, because I really think that when the atmosphere is there already in the script, and when you have such a strong personality as Quentin as a director, you don't have much to do, because once again, you just say your lines and they're so right and funny from their pace or their anything. So it's you don't need to understand or not understand you. It's easier than we think. But in the opposite, sometimes when I read comedy, I mean, films are that are supposed to be like comedy, and I don't even smile once. And I'm like, well, so this is supposed to be a comedy. So I see there and there a few comedy situations, but I don't see any comedy character or any signs of comedy in my character. So I'm going to have to build up things that at the end, it's never good.
Yeah.
So you see what I mean?
Of course.
So it makes it easier when you get it, you don't get it, you get the vibe, which is the most important.
So yeah, attention to all the screenplay writers, write your comedy very well for the actors. That's obviously Elodie Boucher's advice, and we follow it. Thank you very much, Elodie, for being with us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.